Ever walked into a meeting with your heart racing, convinced you're about to be exposed as a fraud despite your impressive track record? You're not alone. For millions of high achievers, anxiety is the unwelcome companion to success. But what if this anxiety isn't holding you back, but actually propelling you forward? The anxious achiever challenges the long-held belief that anxiety and leadership are incompatible. Instead, many of the world's most successful people aren't succeeding despite their anxiety. They're succeeding because of it, once they learn to harness it properly. Anxiety serves as an overprotective ally. Our brain's limbic system, particularly the amygdala, constantly scans for threats. When it detects danger, real or perceived, it triggers our fight-flight-freeze response. Some of us have hypervigilant amygdalas that treat everyday uncertainties like existential threats. Understanding this protective origin allows us to reframe anxiety as an overeager friend who's trying so very hard to help, rather than an enemy to be vanquished. Through neuroplasticity, our brain's ability to form new neural connections, we can make anxiety more manageable. This is precisely where overachievers excel, taking action to change thinking, which changes behavior and creates new possibilities. Mental health challenges occur more frequently among high achievers, with entrepreneurs and executives reporting higher rates of symptoms. The same qualities driving success, hyperfocus, dedication, risk-taking, and ambition, can transform into overthinking, burnout, impulsivity, and unrealistic expectations. Anxiety, despite its negative reputation, contains valuable signals. When properly channeled, it enhances conscientiousness, attention to detail, social awareness, and resilience. The goal isn't elimination, but finding the optimal Goldilocks level. Shopify president Harley Finkelstein demonstrates this balance. After his family lost everything when he was 17, anxiety motivated him to start a t-shirt business supporting his family through college. Initially trying to eliminate his anxiety, he later recognized it as a superpower needing refinement. He now uses it strategically to anticipate problems others might miss. Moderate anxiety actually improves performance and creativity. Socially anxious individuals tend to be more empathetic and conscientious, often making them more effective managers. Anxiety manifests uniquely in each person. What triggers one person barely affects another. Some leaders excel at keynotes but dread small talk. Others thrive in high-contact roles but struggle when alone. Understanding your anxiety requires honest, judgment-free self-examination. Approach this like a detective on a fact-finding mission, impartially observing your unique anxiety patterns rather than trying to fix what you notice. Your body often registers anxiety before your conscious mind. Physical tells serve as early warning signs, while triggers, stimuli that spark anxiety, provoke physical and emotional responses. Common workplace triggers include conflict, public speaking, cryptic communications, meetings, and social gatherings. We all have habitual responses when triggered, our greatest hits coping mechanisms. Some avoid, others perfection it, while some catastrophize. By understanding our anxiety triggers and automatic reactions, we gain freedom to respond thoughtfully rather than react on autopilot, making better decisions for our teams, organizations, and careers. Thought traps, cognitive distortions, are negatively biased thinking patterns that distort our perceptions. Anxious achievers frequently fall into these mental snares that hinder clear thinking and reality-based decisions. All-or-nothing thinking views situations as either perfect or failures. The fix? Replace or with and to acknowledge both positive and negative aspects. Labeling transforms mistakes into negative identities. I'm a loser. Counter this by examining evidence against the label. Catastrophizing jumps to worst-case scenarios based on minimal evidence. Ashley C. Ford calls anxiety and depression unreliable narrators. The solution isn't more reasoning, but taking small actions to break the spiral. Filtering fixates on negatives while ignoring positives. Combat this with an achievement log, documented evidence of your accomplishments when self-doubt emerges. leaders' thought traps affect their entire teams. Their demeanor and reactions impact employees disproportionately, while psychologically safe teams can discuss mistakes without fear. Breaking free requires practices beyond thinking. Find humor in catastrophic thoughts, use physical movement to escape mental loops, or write down thoughts instead of ruminating. Perfectionism is merely anxiety in disguise, where high achievers link their self-worth entirely to achievement. Despite cultural celebration, it's not required for greatness, but reflects a fear that mistakes reveal fundamental flaws. Ironically, truly successful people are often less perfectionistic, as perfectionism creates doubt, indecision, and completion problems. At its core, perfectionists try to perfect the self to hide perceived inadequacies, driven by the need to prove worth or avoid shame. Breaking free begins by asking, "What am I missing by fearing imperfection?" Seek trusted colleagues' perspectives. You may find they never expected such extreme standards. Being open about perfectionist tendencies helps question their necessity. Practice using appropriate effort, doing something well without excessive emotional investment. As Sally Kempton suggests, if this were the last act of my life, how would I want to do it? Try being a C-plus student. Recognize not every project needs your best work. Embrace healthy compromise and notice how creativity flourishes with reasonable limits. Control appeals to anxious leaders as protection against feared outcomes. Like worry, it becomes habitual when avoiding negative results seems to validate the behavior. In reality, we control very little, though we need some sense of agency. The healthy balance is what David Barlow calls an illusion of control, paired with optimism, believing things will generally work out despite problems. Severely anxious people lack this optimism, constantly anticipating disaster. Fear drives controlling workplace behaviors, often subconsciously. Common patterns include the my way or else leader demanding immediate execution, the only I can fix it leader refusing to delegate, and the micromanager overseeing excessive details with constant check-ins. Releasing control benefits both leaders and organizations. Approach change with a practice mindset. Resist checking on team members briefly, endure uncomfortable feelings rather than immediately mediating conflicts, and gradually delegate more responsibility. Boundaries prevent anxiety and burnout. When operating within them, we function optimally. To rediscover blurred boundaries, notice when anxiety spikes. These moments signal when a boundary has been crossed. Imposter syndrome affects successful people who feel fraudulent despite evidence of their competence. Paradoxically, many anxious leaders experience more imposter syndrome as they achieve greater success, each accomplishment creating new opportunities for doubt. Acceptance and commitment therapy, ACT, teaches us to change our relationship with difficult thoughts through diffusion, seeing thoughts as just thoughts, not truths. Try replacing negative thoughts with absurd ones, singing them to happy birthday, or giving them a cartoon character voice. Social anxiety brings valuable strengths: conscientiousness, empathy, intuition, appropriate caution, and an attuned social radar. Leadership skills aren't innate. They're developed through gradual exposure and practice. Leaders who've experienced mental health challenges develop unique strengths. By being vulnerable, they build trust and psychological safety. As tech entrepreneur Paul English found after sharing his bipolar diagnosis, people will follow confidence, but they'll be loyal to vulnerability. Anxiety may never completely vanish, but we can transform it from liability to asset. Your anxiety might be your greatest strength waiting to be harnessed.